This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Give you a little road to a repeat that's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I always use Billy Lindsay as a good barometer on Twitter of how he feels about the Panthers. He tweeted out after the game last night, moving on. Great start to the playoffs, dominating performance from number 63, 15, and 27. Absolutely crushed any hope, grit and grind. Team is good. Compete level is off the charts. Round two. Billy, he gets excited for this Panthers team, we know, and I think he's feeling it there. I think a lot of Panthers fans are feeling it. The game tonight, Toronto and Ottawa. Toronto leads the series 3-2. Game 7, if Ottawa can force a game 7, would be in Toronto. If Toronto advances, they'll have home ice over the Panthers in round 2. I believe if Ottawa advances, the Panthers would have home ice in round 2. So I'm just rooting for a game 7, though, because I want them to be tired and battered and beaten.
I was waiting for Chan to finish baseball practice, and I stayed in the truck so I could listen to the game, Billy and Doug call it, and he was saying at the end of the game, he was like, you don't know how hard it is to play this physical for 3 periods. He's like, a lot of teams cannot go through this period after period after period. That Paul Ball stuff that Appel always talked to us about, he was kind of co-signing on, this is a very difficult way to play, and if you can keep this up, other teams are not going to be ready for this for a series. Nobody wants to deal with this crap.
Man, Panthers fans right now are feeling good because that series, I was expecting moments of worry during that series. Never really had them because even the game that they got, we were already up 2-0. So it was like, all right, yeah. And then once you went up 3-1, but then, yeah, last night, man, fun. Just fun.
I'm cocky Panthers fan. I'm the worst of them too.
There was a email Ira Winderman got in the Sun Sentinel, and it reads, you said that Pat Riley is not talking this week. And again, Pat always does that end of season press conference. He's not doing it this week. They had Spo and the players talk yesterday. The emailer writes, after a season this bad, isn't he the voice we need to hear? Should someone tell him he has to say something? All Eric Spoelstra says is how much he likes his players, which is what I would expect from any coach. Ira Winderman replies, it was interesting because on Wednesday we were told Pat Riley is not speaking this week as the team gets more clarity on its situation. Considering the Heat are not in the lottery, not sure how much clarity could come in the incoming days or even coming weeks. However, remember that once teams are eliminated from the playoffs, they are eligible to make trades. So perhaps, although doubtful, the Heat are on the clock? This is Ira writing. Or it could be as simple as with the Heat's limited assets, that there simply is not much to say regarding personnel at this moment. I think Pat Riley, and he will meet with the media for a postseason presser, I think he's got to be extremely calculated in what he does, because he caused, a pretty significant rupture of the team during last season's postseason press conference. Tyler Herro met the challenge. Again, his game four stunk. There's no question about it. But Tyler Herro met the challenge, played a ton of games, made the All-Star team. He met the challenge. But it didn't sit right with Jimmy Butler. And I think Pat Riley, because I think what's going to happen is, because of last season, every single word he says is going to be parsed like never before. And I think not only is he addressing the assembled media and Heat fans, I think there's an element of it where he would be addressing potential targets. Yeah. Giannis, KD, whoever else might be out there that might be interested in coming here. So I think he has to be very careful with what he says or what he doesn't say.
Yeah, and one thing we know, Riley's not dumb. Riley knows that his voice, like when he does that, that's why he only talks, what, twice a year? Because when he talks, it's going to be parsed. And then last year, he really got parsed because he criticized Tyler, criticized Jimmy. Jimmy hated it. Tyler responded. To your point, I agree 100% with you. But it has to be those veterans. It has to be those guys. I just look, I looked up, Cooper Flagg going to be a monster. He's going to the Wizards. They have the number one pick, and I know, you know, I can move around. I'm looking at names, Dylan Harper, Trey Johnson. Do you know any of these guys? Mm-mm. Ace Bailey. Like, you're not.
Well, they're not
going to
pick till 20 anyway, right? Because they only have, yeah.
Huck, if I go to 20, it's really going to get bad. Danny Wolf, Nolan Tradori, Nakai Gifford. Like, they're not changing.
Wolfman's available? You say Wolf was out there?
They're not changing your roster. It has to be a veteran. We have to figure out a way to move Wiggins. It might be Tyler. It might be Bam. But if we want to get back on top, and like I said, and Mike Cunha was saying, I think Bam is a very good player. I think Tyler's a very good player. We have to go find some great players to add to our very good players, because we just saw what happened with Cleveland. We got swept and lost by 55.
I wonder, though,
and 37, Hawk. 55 and 37 in two games.
You reassess that, though, at all, where, you know, our default is always you got to go get the big superstar. Well, Cleveland doesn't really have one. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's really, really good. You know, OKC feels like they haven't played in a month and a half because they had such an easy time in round one. But they've got SGA, MVP. Like, I'm not saying he's not a superstar.
J-Dub, Chet Holmgren.
When we talk about, you know, you got to get Giannis or you got to get KD, those guys, I mean, they've won championships. KD was part of the Golden State team, and Giannis certainly won one in Milwaukee, we all know. But I just wonder if we're barking up the same tree. Hulk, again,
you have to have an MVP candidate on your roster.
And Jimmy Butler wasn't enough.
No, Jimmy Butler's
not. That was a huge get and a big name, but just not at that elite level.
He's not that. The Nuggets, you got MVPs. You got Jokic. You got Kawhi's been an MVP. Harden's player of the year. Like, SGA's MVP. Donovan Mitchell, the Cleveland team is probably the closest thing to like this conglomeration
of extremely
good players.
Yep.
But no, like, we need a MVP candidate player, and then you can add a Bam and a Tyler and a Donovan Mitchell around him and see. But it's an arms race in the NBA. And
but look at what Phoenix had.
We have potato guns, and they have semi-automatic weapons.
I just don't know if that necessarily translates to anything. Dame and Giannis should have been a much more competitive duo than they've been over two seasons, knowing that Dame's been hurt. Yeah. Kevin Durant and Spider Mitchell?
Yeah. Now, on the other side, like the Cleveland the Cleveland side of a conglomeration of extremely good players and not that MVP. On the other side, the Phoenix Suns, that's crazy to me. Booker, Beal, and KD, and they don't even make the damn playoffs. Like, that's an organizational thing to me. I've said it before, Hawk. You give Eric Spoelstra KD, Beal, and Booker, and they're a top three seed in the East.
You feel like it. Somebody says Houston. What about Houston? Kind of a conglomeration.
What's the little ugly boy, Jalen Green? And
but still, we're not talking about Giannis and KD.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's as I'm watching these playoffs, it's getting interesting. But to watch Amon Thompson go for 30 and LeBron James can't even jump in the fourth quarter, I think it's a kind of a passing of the guard right now. Only person, I don't know what he's drinking at night, is this damn Steph Curry. He's stupid. Everybody's getting old around him, and he's still 24 years old.
Although last night, Jimmy and Steph were just, I think they shot, what did they shoot combined? It was like 4 of 22 or 8 of 24, something like that. It was bad.
I thought about that first game Jimmy was back out. He might have took a shot of something. And then last night.
Right, so he just didn't feel anything, yeah.
Because he looked hurt last night. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't rise. He couldn't play defense. He was bad off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Day, brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
7 o'clock tonight, going to be keeping an eye on that Toronto Maple Leafs Ottawa Senators game, because the winner of that series will play the Panthers in the next round. Toronto is up 3-2.
I ain't scared.
Under the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the Pistons at 7:30. New York is up 3-2. Then at 10 o'clock, you get Nuggets Clippers with Denver up 3-2.
Yeah, you got some good basketball tonight. There's no, and obviously a meaningful hockey game for us down here. No Marlins tonight, right? Their series starts tomorrow?
That is correct. After getting swept pretty badly by the Dodgers, they got a day off. They get the A's coming to town tomorrow, 7:10 first pitch.
Yeah, I relish these nights off because I have to bet Matt Mervis home run every game because he's going to hit another home run. And if I'm not on it, I'm going to be very disappointed. But I'm like $45,000 in the hole right now. I need him to start hitting some ding-dongs.
Yeah, he was 0 for 2 last night.
You don't have to bet.
Yeah, they pinch hit for him. I had a wager on him. They pinch hit for him. Every time I was telling Crowder, I'm rooting for them to face lefties because he doesn't play. I'm just trying to save some money.
When Skip says, I'm good watching this dude swing a bat, you're still all in on him.
I think he's got a lot. He's just able to hit some dongs, but his batting average right now, not great.
211 or something?
Yeah, it was like 219. Now he's batting seventh.
Keep riding.
Man. Oh, I'm ride or die with Matt Mervis. Don't get me wrong. I'm part of the Mervis militia. But I need the dude to hit some more jacks.
You're going to be sleeping in your car soon.
I could borrow a couple dollars off the dollar menu. I'm hungry.
Get that 4 for $5 from McDonald's. Yeah. A small fry. Yeah, man. I got you, Hawk.
Dolphins' seventh-round pick Quinn Ewers is expected to sign a four-year, basically $4 million contract with the team, and the bonus will be $131,000 for the signing.
Yeah, I was talking to OG last night at the soccer match at the Inter-Miami game about OG the second signing bonus, because I was trying to figure it out. I didn't want to ask him yesterday when he was on the phone, but fifth-round pick, that's got to be $300,000-$400,000, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. My first deal, as I was third round, yours was sixth round, right?
Seventh.
I think seventh.
Seventh round. I signed a four-year, $4 million deal in the third round. Now the seventh rounders are getting 4 years, $4 million. But that was mad. My signing bonus was $720.
Mm. Oh, signing bonus. Signing bonus.
$130. Yeah, it was $588 after taxes.
Did they just give you a check?
I got a live check for $588,000 as a 21-year-old.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
I had a good time that night, Dan.
I would be right at Sultan's down the street getting me some cash pops. Okay. Give me every number. I want 50 consecutive drawings.
I was getting some different pops.
I would just be walking to the bank like, all right, guys, something really important. I'm not holding the place up. I got a really big check. I need some help.
No,
well, she did the double take. He's told the story.
I've told the story where, because you get, when you go to a mini camp, you get these like $1,200 checks weekly. And I went to, Wachovia.
Yeah.
So I went in Wachovia and there was a very pretty teller. And I would always get in her line because she was a very attractive woman. And I was giving her these $1,200 checks to, and she would just blow me off. Hey, how you doing, ma'am? Look at you. But you look beautiful tonight. Here you go. You know, and I'd give her to her, and she'd be like, okay, thank you, Mr. Crowder. And she little boyed me. Then I gave her a $588,000 check, man. Her little temperament changed when she saw that check. Hello, Mr. Crowder. How are you?
Well, hello to you.
Yeah, her little temperament changed when that check came through under that little glass.
Miami Dolphins, do you play for the Dolphins?
Yeah, Jack.
I like it. On the weather
nice
from
check, man.
Oh, man. On the weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Temperatures in the high 70s, going to get down to the low 70s tonight with cloudy skies, and then rain will come in tomorrow, and it should be off and on rain throughout the weekend all the way through Tuesday. That's your weather.
I don't want any rain. I didn't sign off on that. I had no idea it was going to be a rainy
no
weekend.
More, Dan. That's depressing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Sunny and 75 the rest of your life right here in South Florida. Let's go.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You going to eat that cornbread?
Hawk and Crowder.
So there is some news from Shams Charania. After conversations with Tyrese Halliburton's father, John Halliburton, and the Indiana Pacers front office, John Halliburton will not attend the team's home and road games for the foreseeable future.
It's good.
And Shams follows up. This was a decision made by the Pacers front office, and John Halliburton was understanding and accepted the choice after confronting Giannis on the court post-game Tuesday night.
Yeah, consequences and repercussions. That's what I enjoy. I enjoy if you do some dumb stuff, things happen to you. And that was very dumb what he did. And then his little interview, he said, I wasn't looking at Giannis. I was looking through Giannis. You were staring at Giannis, yelling out cuss words. Like, let's be honest. If he had a couple too many to drink, whatever it is. But I don't
think
that's
how I picture the meeting with the Pacers front office going, I did what?
Show the video. Oh, yeah, that was me. I just, like, it is, like, you do dumb stuff, you need consequences to your actions. So, yes, he shouldn't go. Put him. I think Solana said it yesterday. Tyrese, put your father up in a box. Let him have all the chicken tenders and pulled pork he wants, and let him enjoy the game. But now he's going to do dumb stuff like that. You can't represent yourself in that nature.
And hats off to Giannis for keeping his composure, because I don't know a lot of guys who would find the wherewithal to just talk in that situation. I'm talking emotional situation where, you know, your playoff dreams are done. And that had the makings of something being bad.
Yeah, I actually talked about this with somebody yesterday. Oh, one of the dads at Chan's baseball practice. I've never been in a situation where anybody stormed the field. But if I was somewhere and we were favored and they stormed the field and there's a bunch of, and I think you're saying I just lost a big game. I just lost my national championship hopes or something like that. And there's a bunch of other teams fans talking nasty to me. Hawk, you know, I'd have slapped the hell out of somebody and it would have been what it is.
It's the thing where you talk about consequences and repercussions. If you want to do stuff like that, you have to be willing to accept the consequences and repercussions. In my mind, if you're a guy who wants to mouth off to a much bigger and stronger professional athlete, you do so at your own risk. You can fall back on, I bought a ticket. Listen, you bought a ticket. If you feel like that gives you the right to step to someone, you can try, but they may not feel that same way. So if you step to someone verbally, physically, mm-hmm. got to accept the consequences and repercussions that come your way.
That was a cornerback. I can see his face. I can't remember his name. I believe he played for Baltimore, but some dude was talking nasty to him in the stands. This is probably 4 or 5 years ago, and he ran up the stairs and walked up to the dude like, so what am I again? And the guy was sitting, now he started looking at the ground because you really don't want this problem, but you entice this problem. So, yeah, no, you want to call my mom names and talk nasty about my sister? Okay, well, let's deal with this like men. Oh, no, I didn't want it to get this far, but you just wanted to talk nasty to me? I'm a human being. You're a human being. We can handle this. They don't want to do that. I got fined for just talking to people in the stands because they thought you can yell and call my mom names and I'm not going to say, no, Pauline is not what you said and your wife is that. And now they call the Dolphins and I get fined and all that stuff. No, Jack, we want to argue. Let's argue.
Somebody texts in, can I bring the Inter Miami Supporters Shield to the Whiskey Stars and Cigars event? I'm a member of the Siege Supporters Group and we have the shield. I don't see why not. I don't run Tabacón, so I can't officially speak on behalf of the venue, but if I had a vote, bring the shield, bring Messi, bring Busquets, bring whoever you want. Well, what do I care?
Hey, tell them you're with Crowder. They'll let you in.
You bringing Swisher Sweets or you want me to get them?
No, nobody needs to bring Swisher Sweets.
Swisher Sweets.
No Swisher Sweets.
It was fun. We had such a good time at Whiskey Stars and Cigars last time. I'm very glad we're doing it again. That's going to be Friday, May 9th. Somebody else texts in, just reading some of the texts here. Somebody else texts in, trivia question. Name the last time Pat Riley got a whale free agent or traded for one. Bet you can't. Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry. Again, there's only so many Giannis, Stephs, KDs. Like, that's not fair. I mean, you can't tell me that Jimmy Butler was not a high-profile acquisition in a scenario where we thought Pat Riley had no assets to work with. And you went to two finals, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, again, it ended terribly. And this last series was terrible. And we can talk all we want. Stephen A. Smith brought it up about Pat Riley, that he doesn't have the lure that he once had. We can debate that all you want. But I think that's unfair. Someone else had texted yesterday, Riley never even brought LeBron here. That was Dwayne Wade's doing. And like, you can't start doing revisionist history on everyone who's like, there's a lot of components to a free agent or a trade acquisition coming. But I would submit to you, while we all agree that Jimmy Butler is the perfect foil for Steph Curry, he's more of a Robin than Batman. I think Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler was a whale acquisition for the Heat. Yeah.
And it's the proof's in the pudding. Two NBA Finals appearances. We didn't get a championship. And we also tried to add Dame. And what was the Conklin, whatever the hell the dude's name out in Portland?
Joe Cronin. But they would have had Dame. And again, you can dismiss that and say, well, Pat Riley didn't have anything to do with that. Dame wanted to come here, and Bam wanted him to come here. But still, I mean, he's your team president.
Shaq, championship. Big three, two championships. Jimmy, two final appearances and a couple misses, but had nothing to do with Pat Riley. Pat Riley's a Hall of Fame president in the NBA.
There's the text. Even before I said it, it came in. Riley had nothing to do with Jimmy Butler. D. Wade brought him here. Had nothing to do with Riley. It's just false. Like, I'm not telling you that Dwayne Wade wasn't a proponent of Jimmy Butler coming, and I'm not telling you Dwayne Wade wasn't working on behalf of the Heat to get a guy like Jimmy Butler here. But you can't dismiss Pat Riley's involvement in that. One of the reasons that Jimmy Butler wants to come here is because Pat Riley's there.
Exactly what I was about to say. Jimmy even going to Golden State, you don't think he wanted to go play with Steph? You don't think Steph had a part of that?
Right.
You don't think these other stars, when guys go to play with them, you don't think Luka did not want to play with LeBron in LA? Like, to say that Dwayne Wade was the reason behind this, yeah, and somebody had to orchestrate this deal. Somebody had to figure out how Dwayne Wade, LeBron James had to take pay cuts, and Chris Bosh in year one and year two, and Andy Ellisberg doing all that stuff. They wanted to be here to play with Wade, just like the other guys want to be places to play with good players, just like Jimmy wanted to get another star because he wants to be Robin and not Batman. That's what it is. To diminish what Pat Riley's done for the Heat organization is crazy as a Heat fan.
But as Solana pointed out yesterday when Zach Gelb broached that subject, there are a lot of Heat fans that want to put an end to that era. It happened with the Dolphins and Don Shula. I mean, it happened. There is no more of a coaching or front office legend in Miami than Don Shula. And I remember people talking about the games passed him by. He's got to go. And it happens.
Yeah.
And that's, there's definitely a percentage of Heat Nation that is of the opinion, yeah, we need newer and younger. He's done his thing. You know, I'm not necessarily certain that I agree with that, but there are a number of people who believe that his better days are behind him.
And what's the little boy, Arison, the son?
Nick Arison.
Nick. Like, yeah, that's the thing. I hate firing somebody without having somebody there. So I need to be sold on Nick Arison before I get rid of Pat Riley, because I know what Pat has done in the past. And that's the thing. Hell, the game's passed him by. So is Nick young and upcoming? It's like with the Canes. The Canes basketball with, what's his name, Lucas?
Jay Lucas.
The new head coach. Like, yeah, so Jim Larrañaga didn't want to deal with that, the new age, and now he has to do it and do the salary cap stuff and all. Okay, Pat Riley doesn't understand the NBA right now over Nick Arison. Like, I need an example. When I want to fire somebody, I need an example of why I'm hiring the next guy. Why is this guy better than that guy? And that's what people – so I would say to Heat fans that are criticizing Pat Riley, tell me who is going to do a better job than Pat. And if you can convince me of that, I'm down with it.
Omar Kelly just texted me, and he's so right on. Omar says, Heat culture is why Jimmy wanted to come here. Who is Heat culture? And he's right. Pat Riley is the guy who created Heat culture. And again, I'm not dismissing the additions of Shaq and Dwayne Wade and LeBron and Chris Bosh and four trips to the finals in four consecutive years. Like, it all creates this aura of Heat culture, but Pat Riley was the architect of Heat culture. I mean, that when people talk about Heat culture, Omar's right. They're talking about Pat Riley. He was the architect of that. He created a new Miami Heat, right? Until he got here, you didn't have that. You didn't have the aura of a big time franchise. It was Pat Riley who made that a reality.
And the ancillary pieces too, the Birdmans, the Ray Allens. Come on now, even Norris Cole, who contributed. I mean, he's not LeBron or D Wade. Like, those teams were constructed perfectly to win a championship, and that's why. Listen, leave Pat alone. Y'all can talk bad about a lot of people. Y'all need to leave Pat Riley the hell alone. Pat Riley is great at what he does.
This is a really interesting text. Someone says, do you think there would be less road rage if the sound of a car horn was something more pleasant than a honk?
It wouldn't get a response.
Well, I think there's something to it, though, right? If you cut me off and I hit the thing and it goes, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. I'm being honest. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. And then the person looks around and you're like, you just cut me off. You cut me off.
Yoo-hoo,
there's
yoo-hoo.
Something about that. You know what? That kind of.
No.
The honk of the horn is like.
Surprising.
It's like but it's aggressive.
But it's a. You need to. You're doing something wrong. You need to correct.
Right. But correct it in a fun, upbeat, pleasant manner. You.
You know what? This is the spanking conversation.
Right. You don't have to spank.
If you don't spank, then now as you take away the iPad, I don't know if it gets the same response as a spanking.
Well, give it a shot. You'll see.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. I'm telling you, I think that texter's onto something.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo again. Hello. Come on, man.
Somebody says, Hawk, don't even read those texts anymore. I don't know why I'm reading texts. We haven't taken phone calls in 10 years.
I don't know how people could be mad at Pat Riley. I honestly don't understand it.
Well, again, though, I will make the equivalency with Don Shula. Don Shula could do no wrong as Dolphins head coach. That guy was the godfather before Pat Riley was the godfather of the Heat. People turned on him. Do you remember that? Were you here for that? I guess not.
No, I got down here with Wanstead. I didn't get to Miami until Wanstead was
there. You didn't even see the Jimmy Johnson era.
No.
People turned on Don Shula. They did. It happens. Like, it's, you know, when the Heat got dismissed by the Cavs, and I came on the next day and I said, listen, Heat culture and Heat DNA and all this stuff that we, you know, prop ourselves up with, it can't last forever. It doesn't. Nothing in sports lasts forever, right? You can look at all the championship banners in Boston, and obviously they're hanging banners again, but there was a time where they weren't. Nothing lasts forever in sports. The Miami Heat, I would submit to you, have had an incredible run of always being relevant and always being, we talked about it going into the end of this season, always being the team that the other teams go, you know, I don't want to face them in the first round. No matter what the records were, no matter what was going on. Oh, I don't want to face them in the first round. Well, they're not that team right now. They're not. That's the reality of it. I don't think anyone, including Cleveland, was too concerned about playing the Miami Heat in the first round. So that's gone. And that's fine. That's reality. It happens in sports. Same thing happened to Shula. And the same thing will happen to Riley, whether it's this season. You know, again, I'm telling you, if you look at the text line right now, it's text after text of people who are unwilling to give Pat Riley much credit for anything because they're just done with him, because there hasn't been a championship in however many years, even though you've gone to two in the last 5 years.
But what about the Jazz, the Pelicans, the Wizards, the Hornets? Like, those people have been led astray for years. And I'm not saying we're with them, but you've had a guy that understands it. appreciate what he had. Equity. That's what I'm saying. Pat Riley has built up equity with me where now we have to do a rebuild, and I want Pat Riley to be in charge. If he gets too damn old to do it, get old to do it. But his equity over the last two decades since I've been in South Florida, I respect him enough to say, hey, he's going to figure this thing out, because I've seen three championships. I've seen, what, seven finals appearances. He has equity built up with me.
But, you know, the Dolphins used their equity from 1972
till now,
or 30 or 40 years before people started going, you know what? It doesn't have equity with me anymore. I'm just telling you, it happens. It hasn't happened for me with Pat Riley and the Heat. I'm telling you, it happens. It does. That's like, it can't shock you if people are done with Riley, if people were done with Don Shula.
But Hawk, when we're in the, and I don't know if this is enough for some fans, when we're always in the talks with the KDs, with the Giannis's, when Giannis re-signed with the Bucks, there was talks that, you know, that he had talked to the Heat. Pat Riley can get in all the rooms. He has to seal the deal. The damn dude in Portland wouldn't let Dame come here because he's a butt wipe. But he was still in that room. He was still in the conversation. I don't know if whoever replaces him is going to have the cachet and going to have the respect to get in those rooms and talk to those whales that we want to land.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. If you heard it yesterday and then you didn't hear the end of the show, they do not have blueberry pie coming up on the menu. They have blueberry cobbler beer returning, which makes a lot more sense than adding blueberry pie to their menu. So that was good news when we found it out towards the end of the show.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Hawk and Crowder.